if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery or murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchism is the very opposite of all that. Find out for yourself. Tune in to the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show on Monday from 12 to 1 p.m.
I think that violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
Know you take people, lock them up forever on some brute, lethal fear campaign, bureaucratic mental bricks of rhetoric and blame.
For the folks off the boat seeking freedom from stripes and human rights, why else would they be risking their life? All I know is it's outrageous when courageous sons and daughters crossing waters now living in cages for ages, waiting while we conversating, arguing, debating on what's the real Australian or who's just faking or not assimilating more. Who's on the roof, hunger striking to their life report? While circle goes berserker with their pepper spray, politicking politicians wishing it would go away, but the issue sustains as long as people do manage to escape the weight of a dictator's boot. To be processed and held hostage by attitudes, we all vote people than less indigenous group. Many whom still treated like refugees on their own land. Down under and underhand, it ain't just here. We know it's many places. True. Plenty worse, serving up a racist matrix. Claiming case review on an individual basis. Feeding prison CEO individual pay slips as days rip. 2 years on the calendar. Tension builds and buildings till Christmas becomes a Attica. So add it up. We got enough space here to house a bit more action, compassion, and less tears before the overseers. Equating life with the lotto. Indiscriminate, indeterminate, incommunicado be the motto of the policy employed, but that ain't good enough for our future to be enjoyed. How about we take people, welcome them like we would want next sequel, balance like the equinox. The truth is lethal for the ones who want it caged up, placed behind barbed wire, wired up with that same old hate, evil, xenophobic, paranoia. Take people, lock them up forever on some roots, lethal fear campaign, bureaucratic mental bricks of rhetoric and blame. Though we all equal, rarely does it manifest when more people living under mad oppression, fenced in, denied their request. But a wicked no rest, nor for us to protest.
To leave you, I grieve too.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show. My name is Linda and I'm here with Peter.
Salud, compañeros.
And we just heard from Combat Wombat, their latest one called Asylum. And more dreadful news is coming out of Australia's refugee detention system. And the latest one that people are up in arms about is that they brought a pregnant Somalian refugee who had been raped. That's why she's pregnant. They brought her to Australia for a termination, and then they took her back to Nauru before the termination was done. And Peter Dutton, the immigration minister, says that she refused the termination. However, she says that she just asked to speak to a counsellor.
With an interpreter, but yeah, this didn't happen. So, yes.
And the news that I've heard this morning is that Wilson guards on Manus Island are taking away the refugees' mobile phones, so therefore cutting off their access to the outside world and their ability to inform people about the dreadful conditions. There, many refugees use mobile phones and Facebook to talk to advocates here in Australia. Today on the show, we're focusing on what is anarchism. First of all, I'm going to play the ABCs of anarchism that I did a little while ago, a few years ago, and this is A for anarchism and autonomy. So we're going to hear that now. It's 10 minutes after 12 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in.
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what? I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
I
Guess
think what? That it is well that you should know all
whatever
about
people
it.
Want is true, even if it is.
It's your responsibility now to see that I get what I want.
Conclusion?
Guess what? I want to tell you about anarchism. Everything that you have heard about it is wrong.
Oh, got it? Guess what? How can they make a statement? It's true even if it is
wrong.
Because they would come back to you and say,
wrong.
Who can say it is? Who can say it is?
A stands for anarchism. Anarchism stems from the Greek anarchos, meaning without rulers.
A, anarchism. Anarchists believe for the good life and a sustainable life, people must immediately begin becoming independent in thought and action. Independent thought means while they can take and give orders in areas of expertise and can fully cooperate, they must be able to rehearse the arguments as to why the path they are taking is the best one. They must also be in a position to consider objections to this path and offer suggestions and objections to others who are also independent thinkers. Independent action means every independent thinker must be directly in control of the productive powers of society. This is not only a necessary precondition for independent thought, it confers upon it maximum importance. Anarchos means without rulers. Indeed, because the leadership and organisations familiar to us and found in nation states, churches, mainstream unions, armies, central committees, and educational institutions prohibit independent thought and action, these must be immediately abolished.
Anarchism, the type of society in which the state plays little or no part at all, in which all wealth is owned in common by the people, and all work is shared. All decisions are taken in the sight of and with the knowledge of all, and in which relations of all kinds are non-exploitative, and where the concepts of leaders and led are thought to have no meaning.
I want to tell you about anarchism because anarchism is the only thing that can give you liberty,
anarchism,
well-being,
anarchism,
and bring peace and joy to the world.
You talk to them, but whatever people think is
train is right.
Safe.
Autonomy. Autonomy is from the Greek meaning auto, self-law. Hence, when combined, it's understood to mean one who gives oneself their own law. Autonomous can also refer to a self-governing community.
As to methods, anarchism is not, as some may suppose, a theory of the future to be realized through divine inspiration. It is a living force in the affairs of our life, constantly creating new conditions. The methods of anarchism, therefore, do not comprise an ironclad program to be carried out under all circumstances. Methods must grow out of the economic needs of each place and clime, of the intellectual and temperamental requirements of the individual. The serene, calm character of a Tolstoy will wish different methods for social reconstruction than the intense, overflowing personality of a Michael Bakunin or a Peter Kropotkin. Equally so, it must be apparent that the economic and political needs of Russia will dictate more drastic measures than would England or America. Anarchism does not stand for military drill and uniformity. It does, however, stand for the spirit of revolt, in whatever form, against everything that hinders human growth. All anarchists agree in that, as they also agree in their opposition to the political machinery as a means of bringing about the great social change. Quote, "All voting," says Thoreau, "is a sort of gaming, like checkers or backgammon, a playing with right and wrong. Its obligation never exceeds that of expediency. Even voting for the right thing is doing nothing for it. A wise man will not leave the right to the mercy of a chance, nor will it wish to prevail through the power of majority." End quote. A close examination of the machinery of politics and its achievements will bear out the logic of Thoreau. What does the history of parliamentarianism show? Nothing but failure and defeat, not even a single reform to ameliorate the economic and social stress of the people. Laws have been passed and enactments have been made for the improvement and protection of labor. Thus, it was proven only last year that Illinois, with the most rigid laws for mine protection, had the greatest mine disasters. In states where child labor laws prevail, child exploitation is at its highest. And though with us the workers enjoy full political opportunities, capitalism has reached the most brazen zenith. Even were the workers able to have their own representatives, for which our good socialist politicians are clamoring, what chances are there for their honesty and good faith? One has but to bear in mind the process of politics to realize that its path of good intentions is full of pitfalls. Wire pulling, intriguing, flattering, lying, cheating, in fact, chicanery of every description, whereby the political aspirant can achieve success. Added to that is a complete demoralization of character and conviction, until nothing is left that would make one hope for anything from such a human derelict. Time and time again, the people were foolish enough to trust, believe, and support, with their last farthing, aspiring politicians, only to find themselves betrayed and cheated. It may be claimed that men of integrity would not become corrupt in the political grinding mill. Perhaps not. But such men would be absolutely helpless to exert the slightest influence in behalf of labor, as indeed has been shown in numerous instances. The state is the economic master of its servants. Good men, if such there be, would either remain true to their political faith and lose their economic support, or they would cling to their economic master and be utterly unable to do the slightest good. The political arena leaves one no alternative. One must either be a dunce or a rogue. The political superstition is still holding sway over the hearts and minds of the masses, but the true lovers of liberty will have no more to do with it. Instead, they believe with Stirner that man has as much liberty as he is willing to take. Anarchism, therefore, stands for direct action, the open defiance of and resistance to all laws and restrictions, economic, social, and moral. But defiance and resistance are illegal. Therein lies the salvation of man. Everything illegal necessitates integrity, self-reliance, and courage. In short, it calls for free, independent spirits for, quote, men who are men and who have a bone in their backs which you cannot pass your hand through, end quote. Universal suffrage itself owes its existence to direct action. if not for the spirit of rebellion, of the defiance on the part of the American Revolutionary Fathers, their posterity would still wear the king's coat. If not for the direct action of a John Brown and his comrades, America would still trade in the flesh of the black man. True, the trade in white flesh is still going on, but that too will have to be abolished by direct action. Trade unionism, the economic arena of the modern gladiator, owes its existence to direct action. It is but recently that law and government have attempted to crush the trade union movement and condemned the exponents of man's right to organize to prison as conspirators. Had they sought to assert their cause through begging, pleading, and compromise, trade unionism would today be a negligible quantity. In France, in Spain, in Italy, in Russia, nay, even in England, witness the growing rebellion of English labor unions, direct revolutionary economic action has become so strong a force in the battle for industrial liberty as to make the world realize the tremendous importance of labor's power. The general strike, the supreme expression of the economic consciousness of the workers, was ridiculed in America but a short time ago. Today, every great strike, in order to win, must realize the importance of the solidaric general protest. Direct action, having proven effective along economic lines, is equally potent in the environment of the individual. There, 100 forces encroach upon his being, and only persistent resistance to them will finally set him free. Direct action against the authority in the shop, direct action against the authority of the law, direct action against the invasive, meddlesome authority of our moral code, is the logical, consistent method of anarchism. Will it not lead to a revolution? Indeed, it will. No real social change has ever come about without a revolution. People are either not familiar with their history, or they have not yet learned that revolution is but thought carried into action. Anarchism, the great leaven of thought, is today permeating every phase of human endeavor. Science, art, literature, the drama, the effort for economic betterment, in fact, every individual and social opposition to the existing disorder of things is illuminated by the spiritual light of anarchism. It is the philosophy of the sovereignty of the individual. It is the theory of social harmony. It is the great, surging, living truth that is reconstructing the world, and that will usher in the dawn.
You just heard from the Audio Anarchy or Anarchy Audio Project, and that was a piece originally written by Emma Goldman, who is a...
Was,
yes.
19th century anarchist labor organizer. It's of Russian extraction.
But in America.
She went to America.
Yes. So it's 12:30. You're on the Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And today we're talking about what is anarchism. And you just heard a piece that I put together with some information on what is anarchism. We're going to go to a song now by Louis Ling. And it's called Anarchist, and it's Louis Ling and the Bombs, and their latest album is called Song for a Tear Gas Sunset.
Revolutionist, natural born anarchist. despise your order, your unjust laws, and I despise you, your force from authority. Hang me. Hang me. Hang me. Hang me for it.
just heard a new one there by Steve Towson, and it was called We Will Rise, and
ooh,
that's from his new album. And before that, you heard Louis Ling and the Bombs,
mm-hmm,
and Anarchist, and I got that from a net label called Nation Libre. Or it's Spanish, so it's nationlibre.net/netlabel, and there's heaps of anarchist
free
music there, which you can get, and a lot of it is in Spanish, and the website's in Spanish.
Sí, sí. Lavamos un mundo nuevo en nosotros corazones. Oh, sorry, Linda, I just slipped into a bit of Spanish there.
Good on you. I've been meaning, I think I will have to learn Spanish.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of Spanish anarchists.
Sí, sí, español, sí, sí. Do you want to hear the full quote? It's from Durruti in the Spanish Civil War, and he was in the ruins at the front, and he was asked by journalists, even if you win, you'll be surrounded by ruins. And he said, though we live amidst the ruins, we have the new world in our hearts.
That's like, we will build the new
world within the shell of the old.
Yes.
Yes.
Or,
yeah, that was another.
We will use the bricks
yes,
that we throw at you today. We will use them to build.
So, yes, out of turmoil can come positive change. But since we were talking about anarchism, I thought we should consider the nihilistic tendency. Now, nihilism was not purely anarchist. There were socialists and communists who also were influenced by that, and other just ratbag radicals or whatever, particularly in the 19th century. I believe a nihilist was responsible for the assassination of one of the Russian czars in the late 19th century, which led to a lot of, reaction by the state. But, nihilism coming from nil, nothing, that nothing is any good, that it's all terrible, that the world is corrupt, and one aspect of it is that nothing is to be done, nothing can be done, that all you can do is just sit there and wait, I don't know, in your armchair and doing something. It's just a philosophy that, it's all terrible, but let's, not do anything. And the other tendency would be that everything must be destroyed, that everything must be brought down. And of course, that can lead into terrorism and just, pure destruction of everything. Pol Pot, the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, year zero. They wanted to go back to year zero, to start again from the beginning. So there is that aspect. I mean, we had we've had some punk music. Anarcho-punk sometimes does, get to be a bit nihilistic in its attitude. A lot of, destroy this and destroy that. And I mean, that is, an aspect. It is, there is an element of truth in it. We live surrounded by all these terrible things. And so sometimes you can just, wish it all away in one cataclysmic event. But we know from experience now that that's not the way, because often that will just lead to even worse things. Like, we have discussed about, assassinations that anarchists have carried out in the past, particularly in the 19th century, and that, the case was made that it was, pointless, because just more leaders would come up and you'd make martyrs out of them, and repression would get harder, so in the 70s there was, obviously a lot of discussion about that, and the anarchist case against terrorism is a publication out there by the Libertarian Socialist Organization in the 70s. So, we want to, build more than just destroy, which, is a positive thing. And, I think we just got to keep that in mind, that it's not all just about destroying, even though, sometimes
you want to bring it all that. The resistance.
Resistance, yes, that's right. You got to balance the two. That's what I'm trying to say, I think. Keep a balance.
Great. Well, we're going to hear a song now by Bamboo. It's called Rent Money. It's with Rocky Rivera. And that's another thing you hear with anarchism, is property is theft.
Yes. Theft is the beginning of property. That's where it all begins. I mean, in this country, we know that, didn't we? The land was stolen. That's where it begins.
But it's not talking about personal property.
Oh, no. Well, transportable stuff that you carry on you. Yeah, of course not. No, basically, what is the most significant property? The land that we all stand on, all depend on.
Or the houses that we
live in, yes.
That we live in. Yeah. So we're going to hear from Bamboo and Rent Money. It's 20 minutes to 1 o'clock. You're on the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Chops on the track.
Mm-hmm. could fight like Kung Lee with my old ass. Putting bullets in my own name while I tote plaques. That's for infiltrators trying to see me put down. Mad cause they can't get in a club. Look at me now. Out in Dago in the southeast, lamping out dark skinned Southeast Asian girls with their hair down. Holding back their big brothers in the lot. Scrapping me from war torn third world countries. What's happening? I could show you what it means to be in poverty, where half a slice of bread is worth a strong arm robbery. Rubber slippers, fuck the Jordans on your feet. Smack a politician, sample the slap into a beat. If it ain't about us trying to eat, might as well not even speak. Lot of shit I don't like. So I Chief Keef, fuck the chief of police. Insert whatever city, mountain brother with a platoon of gorillas rotting with me.
My comrades don't blow pop shit, get pro when it come to politics. And all the homies need to know is get money,
rent money,
get money,
food money,
get money,
school money.
Stop taking shit from me.
I can scrap like Ronda Rousey with my short ass armbar in the first round, know that. These little birds wanna chirp nonstop, but when I come around, you can hear a pin drop. Self-made prodigy, underground armories, one woman army, ain't no politician stopping me. Mad stripes like I'm Blue's Clues, and all my bad girls hit them with that voodoo. Want your country back? It don't belong to you. And tell your God to go fuck himself, cause I'm on to you. I'm a heathen who's lucky I'm even breathing, believing what you believe in, but money's never the reason. But if the money comes, who am I to say no? I've been struggling for years on that payroll. So all my soldiers get bucked when I say so. Stick them for they yen, rupees, and they pesos.
My comrades don't blow pop shit, get throw. When it come to politics, and all the homies need to know is get money,
rent money,
get money,
food money,
get money,
school money.
Stop taking shit from me.
La 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 la.
Chops.
Everything you ever said is not a statement carefully prepared enough. You could take the paper and just tear it up. You could say you're free to be a bigot cause your head is shut. You could never get enough, so you try to threaten us. Fuck no one ahead of us, set you can bet it's venomous. Fuck no what's at the end of this, set you can bet it's menacing. In the face of the evidence, ideology's everything. In the face of the exodus from sanity incident. Dumb it down to us against them and the death cult. Coming with their brown skin friends. You ain't got another plan other than to undermine the Quran. Other than to set a fire then providing a fan. Stay oblivious, insidious idiots. Live by the theory, the fear that you feel is serious. The winner, the one who whipped up hysteria. The polls are down, time to bomb Syria. We're at war. War on the poor. War on the ones we detain offshore. We're at war. Still in the colonial war. We're at war with the ones who will not be born. We're at war. War in a faraway land. War in the palm of your hand. There's a war going on. There's a war going on.
Oh, you don't know they pass laws to look through your metadata. ASIO snooping in your business forever after. But bring the subject up, it's just met with laughter. Murdoch owns the media here, clever bastard.
A supervillain on top of the metropolis, pulling strings of minions in editorial offices. If you're not in favor with them, then it's ominous. Against one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Heads up, if you read the paper lately. Face palm, what's in the paper lately? Napalm, armaments, hatred speech. Rape charges up in the paper seat. And the BBC, there's great garments up on these famous peeps, but we barely hear a peep about the TPP or why Australia's registered as a company with the SEC. The PM says extremists hate us and our freedom, so he goes and signs all our freedoms away. Wave goodbye to your privacy, peoples, you need to.
Yeah.
Now that's a bit extreme, I'd say. The time's upon us. These guys wanna divide and conquer with crime sponsored ostensibly by corporate entities, evidently up to the same old tricks endlessly for several centuries.
We're at war. War on the poor. War on the ones we detain offshore. We're at war. Still in the colonial war. We're at war with the ones who would not be born. We're at war. War in a faraway land. War in the palm of your hand. There's a war going on. There's a war going on.
war going on outside, no man is safe from.
A lot of stuff happens that the news won't tell you.
The most mother shit. Hey,
there's a war going on outside, no man is safe from.
A lot of stuff happens that the news won't tell you.
The most mother shit. Like fuck off the government.
You're listening to the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show with Linda and Peter. And you just heard from Earthboy and Checkmate with War, a new one from them. Now we're talking about what is anarchism, and I've got there's an article by David Graeber, and I've published it on autonomousactionradio.com, where you can go to find podcasts of many anarchy shows and also other information and commentary. David Rolf Graeber is an American anthropologist and anarchist activist, best known perhaps for his 2011 volume Debt, The First 5,000 Years. He's a professor of anthropology at the London School of Economics. And coming up soon on the Anarchy Show, we're going to be doing a segment on everyday anarchists. And I'd say perhaps David Graeber's not an everyday anarchist, being he's sort of an academic. What do you think about that, Peter?
Oh yes, academics can give us certain perspectives, but I'm glad to hear him also described as an activist, not just a philosopher. So, you know, not just sitting there in the ivory tower or the armchair, but every day, yes, every day in every way.
So he starts off with, anarchists are simply people who believe human beings are capable of behaving in a reasonable fashion without having to be forced to.
You don't need a cop to tell you what to do.
No, and in your everyday life, in your domestic sphere, no one is telling you to do the good things that you do, or to look after your children, or to look after other people. So he starts off with, if there's a line to get on a crowded bus, do you wait your turn and refrain from elbowing your way past others, even in the absence of police? And if you do, you're behaving like an anarchist. The most basic principle of anarchist thinking is self-organization. And then, it doesn't matter who started it, the things that you tell children, two wrongs don't make a right, clean up your own mess or do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Don't be mean to people just because they're different is another way of anarchist thinking. And those are things that politicians don't seem to do. And do you believe that human beings are fundamentally corrupt and evil, or that certain sorts of people, women, people of colour, ordinary folk who are not rich or highly educated, are inferior specimens destined to be ruled by their betters? If you answered yes, then, well, it looks like you are an anarchist after all. But if you answered no, then chances are you already subscribe to 90% of anarchist principles, and likely as not, are living your life largely in accord with them. Every time you treat another human with consideration and respect, you are being an anarchist. And also on autonomousactionradio.com, in that post, which you'll find at the top, I've got a link to a quiz, an online quiz, Are You an Anarchist? And you can answer the questions and find out for yourself. It's 10 minutes to 1 o'clock. We're going to hear a new one from the Go Set now, and it's called In the Streets.
smokestack in the distance, behind the old schoolyard. Children with the destiny dads are living. The trucks are rolling in, brakes are roaring, humming. The wind across the wheat field blows a whisper. The kids are all waiting for the weekend to come around. The wife is looking out through her window. Happy hour faces sour rise from underground. And the air is always thick until that wind blows. Oh, in the streets of this industrial town, time marches on like a season. Oh, in the streets of this industrial town, smoke rises up and the rain falls down. Days have long gone by when wealth came around. They raise a glass to those who are departed. Of the pioneers and legends who survived a bloody war and grew sick fighting policies and taxes. Oh, in the streets of this industrial town, time marches on. Oh, in the streets of this industrial town, smoke rises up and the rain falls down. Stuck in the distance when she married her school love. Black rain fell down on a wedding gown. And in the cobblestone streets there lives a thousand stories of the dirty faces in this old dirty town.
The Go-Set
Dirty Town
with in the streets.
Yes.
It's almost 5 minutes to 1 o'clock, and we've got a few community notices. And the first one is that this Wednesday, the 21st of October, there's another action outside Peter Dutton's office. Peter Dutton is the immigration minister, and he is overseeing the terrible human rights abuses that are happening in our immigration system. And his office is at 199 Gympie Road, Strathpine, I'm pretty sure. And the action is happening from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. The idea is to get the attention of the morning peak hour traffic. And Peter,
I have something. Oh, yes. That's right. This Sunday is the West End Derby. People may have heard of it, but if you haven't, it's just an alternative to motorised transport. People get bikes and all sorts of strange homemade vehicles, and they ride down Boundary Street from 1 o'clock under the bridge at Dornoch Terrace, just up there from the shops. And they ride down, and then there's a bit of a party, and I think they have races for the kids and everything. So, yes, it's a celebration of the alternative to the mainstream transport and also just it's an invocation of West End, how different it is, and celebrating diversity. And it's part of the West End Festival now, which is apparently going to go on all week with film festivals and meetings and talks, and I think it ends up on the Saturday, the next Saturday at something, Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, a Latin music festival in Russell Street, and that's the next weekend. So keep an eye out for that. The West End Derby, and on this Sunday at 1 o'clock, of course it's, you know, it's a bit of fun. You know, I think there's some competition, but it's not, you know, like the organised sport that we are having pushed down our throat at the moment. Can I just say that sport is stupid, Linda? I'm so sick of all this, you know, the bloody, you know, somebody wins, somebody loses. Yeah, get over it, you know. Just at best, it's a distraction. At worst, maybe it actually inculcates authoritarian attitudes, all this, you know.
And nationalism.
Nationalism, militarism, yeah, it's all, you know, ugh, I'm so sick of it. Anyway. Are we going to go out with this track?
Yes, we're going to play this.
We've got a Trash of an Old Nations track, West End, Walls of West End. It's vinyl, people, and it's, you know, from back in the 80s. So,
see you again.